Hey guys, it's your girl Billy McQueen here. So excited. Back at it again with the second podcast. And it's a lot, so I'm really gonna just dive right into it. I'm here to support you. I'm here to keep you inspired and motivated on your journey. That's a part of my purpose. Simply because I know what it's like to not have it. Which leads me into today's topic. You have to believe in your dreams before anybody else can. Be clear, it's a must. You can't go into anything wavering. You can't go into your dreams, whatever it is. Say you want to be a lawyer. You can't go into this thing, this massive dream, and you don't have confidence in yourself. You don't believe in this dream. You don't believe that it's possible. And let me tell you, I'm speaking from experience. I've gone into things, into these moments where I'm stepping into, you know, what I perceive to be my purpose or what I've been called to do. And, you know, I'm iffy. And these have been defining moments for who I am as a person. In these moments, all of them, we have all faced them. These moments where it's like, okay, you know, I have a passion for this. This is my dream. I want to accomplish this. And you step into it and it's like all of a sudden you have to face yourself. Like, wow. Like, how often do you really face yourself? How often do you really spend time with yourself? You know, so I'm stepping into these moments. I'm stepping into, you know, what I believe are experiences that are going to shape me, you know, and help me, you know, reach my dreams, you know, maybe a little bit faster than the next person or on a different road, on a different path. And I didn't have that confidence. Let's keep it real. Like, I wasn't 100% sold on me actually making it possible or me actually, you know, getting the job done and walking fully in my dream and in my purpose. You know, I've admired so many people. You're going to hear me mention Oprah so many times. I admire her so much because you can tell. You can literally, her aura is that she is in her purpose. She is in her dream right now. She's basking in the midst of what she's been called here to do. And I look at that and I'm like, I want that. And I want that because I see the people who live a day-to-day life who are not, you know, operating in their purpose or operating in their dream, and they're miserable. You know, they're just getting on by, you know, making excuses for why they're not doing something. And just, I mean, it's a complete difference. I'm sure you guys have experienced this or noticed this. It doesn't have to be a celebrity. It could be a family member. It could be a friend. It could be someone you notice, you know, at a speaking engagement, whatever. We've all experienced this. So you can tell the difference. And I'll say I was ready. I was like, you know what? This is my moment. I'm going to step into my dream. I'm going to start making some things happen. And then boop, boop, boop. You know, I get started, you know, and my confidence isn't there. And here comes the first naysayer. Well, why are you doing that? Why you got to do all that? Who told you you could do that? And it's so funny, like, people don't understand the importance and the power behind words. People just utter whatever it is. Let me rephrase this. People vomit whatever it is out of their mouth, thinking that it's not going to hold any weight or thinking I'm just keeping it real. No, what you're doing is you're being immature. You're not thinking before you speak. You're not weighing, you know, what it is you're saying before you hurt someone's feelings. Two, later on down the line, you know, you don't know what you're stopping or, you know, what negative impact you're having on that person by just quote unquote keeping it real. You know, let's kill all that. Let's kill the pettiness. Let's kill the, you know, I just want to keep it 100 with you. No, actually, you know, put some prayer behind your words. You know, actually put some thought behind what you're speaking, how those words are going to affect the other person. And, you know, unfortunately, it was those who were closest to me. And just to let you know, that's how life works. You know, the enemy's not going to use, half the time, he's not going to use, you know, the stranger that you've never seen before to hurt you. He'll use the person that you've known the longest. You know, your best friend since the third grade. You know, your mom, you know, a grandmother. I mean, that's just how it works. And at the end of the day, you have to catch those people and realize you don't need to internalize what they're saying, because all they're doing, they're projecting their insecurities onto you. And you don't have to subscribe to it. You don't have to accept that. You can immediately kill it. Say, you know what? I'm going to stop you mid-sentence. I'm doing A, B, and C. So say you want to be a lawyer. I'm going to law school because I want to be a lawyer and I want to help people. And this is my purpose. End of story. And if you don't want to, sometimes you don't even have to give people an explanation. This is what I want to do. End of story. Because guess what? We have one life. So who does it hurt to try? Absolutely nobody. And everything, trust me, everything that we need to accomplish our goals and our dreams have been given to us by God. He's already equipped us with it. And so even the notion of, you know, letting the negative people, you know, seep into your head and, you know, letting the negative people, you know, dictate which way you go, just kill it. You know, don't do what I did. Don't even give them space to breathe. Don't even give them space to utter those words. So you have to watch who you're surrounding yourself with. That's most important. And you want to make sure that you're not internalizing those negative thoughts when you're starting off on accomplishing your dream, and even when you're in the midst of it, because that's the stuff that can knock you off your rocker. Secondly, I want to say, you know, get the naysayers out the way. And secondly, you have to envision this. You can't go nowhere without a vision. Okay, you have a dream to be a lawyer. You should see yourself in the courtroom in your nice suit, winning cases. You know, I have no idea, you know, I'm thinking of Law and Order right now. You know, pointing your finger, defending your client. Like, see yourself in that. See yourself driving to the courthouse. You know, see yourself, you know, at dinner with judges and other lawyers. See yourself, you know, you have to see yourself. I mean, that's the complete sentence right there. Like, whatever it is. So, like, for me, I envision myself being the next Oprah. Be clear. It's gonna happen. Like, I envision myself talking to hundreds and thousands of people. Those that I dream about it. Like, that is my goal. That is my dream. That is my passion. You can't tell me otherwise. You can look at me sideways. You can look at me crooked face. You can say, mm-hmm, girl, that's cute. Do what you gotta do. But I'm at the point now, because I've accomplished so many things with the grace of God, that I know all things are possible when you start with that vision and when you bring God into the midst and when you have faith, first and foremost. When you have that faith, when you're going somewhere with a vision, boom. People, let people say what they got to say. Guess what'll reflect in your mind while they're talking? The vision of you defending somebody in the courtroom. So you can just look at them and smile. Guess what? If, you know, you fail a test, you know, you're in law school. I'm just using a lawyer right now. Guess what? You know, you got to try harder, because what? You're envisioning yourself right now in the courtroom. You're envisioning yourself. And I'm keeping this raw too. I'm not editing this, so please excuse me for stuttering. But like, you have this vision of, you know, you're interacting with judges and other lawyers, and, you know, that's your circle, your niche of people. Like, it doesn't matter what roadblocks you encounter, you're going to get there. With every decision, you shape and create your destiny. So you have to make sure you're deciding, no matter what, I'm going to finish law school. No matter what, I'm going to make it to this law firm. No matter what, I'm going to aim high and make sure it's in the top 10 or the top 100 law schools that I graduate from. I'm going to make sure this is the top law firm in the United States that I apply to. Why do you have to settle for mediocre when God created you for great? Challenge yourself. You know, make the decision to go further than just that 1 mile. We all long for this sensation of being, you know, lost in a moment of joy, you know, to laugh and just be in that moment of accomplishment. Like, we see it on other people. Why do other people get to experience this and you don't? Ask yourself that. Once I had a moment with myself and I asked myself this and I realized how silly it was, my reasoning, I was just like, oh no, no, I'm going to be the next Oprah. Oprah will not be the only one. Believe me. Oprah not always going to be here. What's going to happen when Oprah gone? Oh, I'm taking over. Like, you have to speak to yourself. You have to encourage yourself. You have to be your own support, because there will be people around you that won't support you. You have to envision where you're going. That's your start. And when you get there, it'll be so much sweeter. And you have to commit to it. So this is not a one-time thing, y'all. You can't just, okay, boom, you know, I listened to B. I you know, read this awesome book. You know, ooh, somebody on social media just said this awesome quote. Ooh, my pastor just had this motivational sermon, and I'm all in it now. And then 2 months later down the line, you done forgot your dream. You done forgot what your day-to-day is pushing you towards. That's not how this works. As the commercial says, that's not how any of this works. You have to make a commitment. That means if, back to law school, this is my example for this podcast. That means if you have to study until 3 a.m., do it. That means if you have to miss somebody's birthday, send them a card and a I love you and make them a special status so they feel special on social media and call it a day. Because you have goals to reach. You have a purpose to accomplish. Like, it's you have it in you. There's no more excuses for it. Again, with every decision that you make, you're shaping and creating your destiny. What decisions are you making? Are you making decisions to please other people, to have fun and live wild and be free? Or are you making decisions that are centered around your core, around your purpose, around the dream? This reoccurring dream that you always have. This spark inside of you that lights up anytime anyone mentions, you know, what you're passionate about. What are you doing to get there? Don't diminish those dreams. Don't say, I'll do it later. Don't say, it can wait. Don't say, I'll never get it accomplished. And this leads me to my last one. You can be your own worst critic. Watch what you say. You can do it. It may not be overnight. My other favorite quote, there's no such thing as an overnight success. Things take time. You can't plant a seed in the ground, water it one day, and then all of a sudden you have a huge apple tree. Like, what? It don't work that way. You have to nurture the seed. You have to plant it. Have to make sure it goes down in good ground. You have to take care of it. Treat your dream that way. Take care of your dream. Honor your dream. Speak life into your dream. Educate yourself more about your dream. It's really up to you. And if you need help pinpointing where you're going to start, vision boards are the best. And pick things out, like ask yourself these questions. Where do you want to go? What do you want to achieve? What do you wish to experience? Why do you wake up in the morning? Start off with those questions. Get you a vision board going. Sit back and reflect on what's on your board and go from there. Start believing in your dreams. Excuse me. Again, you guys, with every decision, you shape and create your destiny. So decide to believe in your dreams and go out there and make it happen. Your dreams don't work unless you do. All right? This is so unedited. I feel like I've coughed and everything else. I've been like hitting my fist because I'm getting like so into it. But I love you guys. I'm supporting you guys. Again, use the hashtag live what you love. I'm gonna be searching for you guys. I want you guys to win. I want you guys to walk in your purpose. And I'm excited. You should be excited too. And remember, don't make this a 1 month thing. Stay committed, y'all. All right, bye.